An anointing of power. It was January 8, 2000. On this night, before my bedtime prayer, the power of the anointing was so strong that I could hardly sit straight. My whole body became very weak, and my tongue was too weak to permit me to talk during the whole time I was praying. I simply couldn't make a sound, and my body wanted to lie down. At the end of the prayer time, the Lord told me to get up at 5 a.m. on Sunday and to praise the Father first. He wanted me then to pray for all His promises in tongues and for my ministry, then to go to church before 9:30 and start to pray. He told me that I could go to church early, but not later than 9:30 a.m. He also told me not to allow myself to be interrupted by anyone.
When you begin to pray, do not do anything on your own until you complete the dance,
he directed.
You should know all the procedures about this dance.
The minute I walked into the sanctuary on January 9, I felt as if I were on fire, and I began to cry before I started to pray. I gave praise to the Father, and as I began to pray, I saw the Lord's presence. He was dressed in His golden gown and crown, and He was standing on the pulpit, smiling at me. He said simply,
I am opening the door for your miracle work ministry.
I began dancing before the congregation. I danced only 4 times at the morning services in this church during the early days when I first began attending. As time went on, however, I began to dance at the evening service every Friday while they were having a revival at Bethel. I continued to do this until they moved to the new church, Church for All Nations. There, I didn't do the miracle dance for almost 2 months.